You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my good friend Anelia Benz returns with a lot of exciting news. Anelia came in for the first incarnation here to assist with raising the vibration of the planet. In January 2010, she was asked by Source to go public to promote the message of empowerment and sovereignty to the masses. She came out publicly as a messenger of personal and global ascension. She has done weekend events, creates tools for use on her website, writes articles, and you can find all of that at www.ascension101.com, and she's written two books. The first book was Interview with an Alien, and her new book, which is just released, called Interview with a Psychic Assassin. It's a metaphysical thriller and a page-turner. So let's welcome Anelia to the show now. Hi, Anelia. How are you?
Hi, Lance. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, this is kind of a fun, this is really a fun show because you've gone through a lot of changes in a short period of time. You're living on a houseboat in Washington, and right at the moment that we're speaking live on the air right now, you're sitting in a car waiting for the ferry to take you over to the other side.
That's right.
How yeah. prophetic is that? Are you going to the fifth or the sixth density, darling?
Yeah, our house, our boat, well, it's a kind of yacht trawler, I think that's what they call them. It's docked at in an island called Vashon Island in Washington, so we have to take the ferry to go back. And we missed the first one. We'd have been home by now otherwise. But so we're waiting for the next one, and it arrives in about half an hour or so. So you'll be hearing the ferry, you know, when we get on, and everything will be exciting.
Oh, that is so much fun, because last year Larry took me to Washington to do a video with, I can't remember her, I can't even pronounce her name. But anyway, we did the video in Washington and stayed with good friends and had great food, and I got to ride the ferry for the first time and see the beauty of Washington. The whole area is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I can see why people are moving there and why companies are choosing it as a headquarters, because it's really, it seems like a happening place.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Well, now that you're there, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, come on. Everybody, it'll be so crowded, you'll have to move somewhere else.
I know.
Well, where do you want to begin with catching the world up on your life and your work and everything else?
For many years now, I was asked to stay in California. And it was really to stabilize and hold the energies there, not just myself, but I know that there was multiple individuals who were asked to stay there and to live there, basically. And it was fine. It was a little bit uncomfortable for me because I don't do well in the heat, you know. It was too hot in Sacramento. But I stayed and settled there, and so I have two children living there. My ex-husband lives there and a very good friend of mine. So it was difficult then for the beginning of last year, I got the message to leave California. Not just, you can leave now, but really go away now. So something's happening in California. Some sort of transformation or something that my energy is no longer required. Yeah, the call came in from what I felt was a human more because I got so sick. I got with the fires. Remember when it was your birthday and
yeah,
fires all over the place?
Oh, my God, it was terrible. You did that weekend event, and you were just deathly ill.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was when we had your party, and afterwards the fires, the smoke came into Sacramento, and I couldn't breathe, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to leave. I just packed my car, got my dog, and I left, and I was going northwest. And then our mutual friend, Larry, of course, he said, why do you come up here? So eventually I did, and you know the rest of the story. Do you want to tell some of the story?
Well, I know the rest of the story. The question is, does the audience know the rest of the story? Probably not.
Well,
and that's fine.
Long story short, you know, we got together. We are now a couple, and it's been quite amazing, actually. It's really, really quite extraordinary. Nothing that I could possibly have imagined.
Well, you know, what's really funny about it is that I've known you both for about the same amount of time, and have loved you both. I mean, you're two of my favorite people. You and Larry are like, you're way up there. You know, you're like at the top of the charts for me, and I've seen you both together, and I would occasionally have this thought, my goodness, they look like they would make a nice couple. And it would just be like, they both look so perfect for each other. And then I'd think, oh, come on, no. And so it's just so funny that it worked out that way for you. And it's a wonderful thing. It really feels like destiny. And I've never seen you look happier. I mean, the picture that we have up for you was taken just probably weeks ago. And you just radiate. I mean, you never look better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I remember when I called you, remember, for some advice, and I remember I said, I'm going to ask Larry, what do you think? And you said, what? You mean you guys are not a couple yet? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
It's so funny. It's like everybody seemed to know except us, because we didn't even see each other that way, you know?
Right.
We were just friends.
That's right. And it was fun that way, too. But I think it'll be more interesting for you this way.
Yeah, it's much more interesting.
Now, I want to make sure that everybody hears about your new book and also about the group, because I didn't mention that in the intro. So I had to dash it off really quick because I got detained on site on Facebook. And you posted something about the show, and oh my God, I'm doing a show in about 2 minutes, and I haven't written the introduction yet. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that people hear about your new book because I absolutely loved it, and of course, as you know, I helped with the edit. So
yes, you proofread it and edited it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And so I did have a little hand in it, and I'm very grateful for that. And I loved the story. I mean, I liked your first book, but this one was really just is light years ahead. And
yeah,
it's got pieces in there that hit you at subtle levels, and that work in ways that are really empowering. And it's called conscious writing. So it's like what the author intends to put in there is conveyed in ways that they get it, even though they may not be aware of it. So it's like seeing the Mona Lisa. Everybody feels that there's something there, and they're drawn to it, but they don't know why. And it's conscious art. It's art that's out of this world, just like you are.
Yes. Yeah, it was the journey to writing. It was quite interesting because there's obviously this story wanted to be told, and as you probably realize, especially with the work that you do, it's based on real people and real events.
Mm-hmm.
And but it had to be conveyed in a way that the characters themselves are not real, of course, and the story is not real, but the story, the things inside it are real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's conveyed in a way that it's presented as a novel because it's that way it's easier to accept, perhaps, or even explore possibilities like a daydream. And a person can choose, obviously, no, their higher self will always choose to what level they are affected by the energy in the book. It's a transformational book. The letters we've been receiving about the book and the experiences that people are having with it are quite extraordinary, really. It's been life-changing for a lot of individuals. And one of the things that tie it to my personal life is that the last chapter wouldn't be written. It couldn't be written until Larry and I got together, you know. And if you read the last chapter, of course, you'll understand why. But it just wasn't being, it just wasn't arriving, you know. It just couldn't arrive.
Yeah.
And eventually, it was after we got together that that final chapter arrived.
Mm.
It has like a transformational thing going on as well in our personal lives as we write it.
Mm. Very beautiful. And yes, it's interesting that it seems that we still can't, we still haven't been able to come out into the open about metaphysical subjects and UFOs and aliens and ETs and psychic assassins and this and that and the other thing. And you and I know they exist, and there are hundreds of thousands of people out there, and the listeners know they exist. And, in fact, the more you open your mind, the more it kind of dissolves, you know, and you realize that everything is possible. And so I know that what you wrote was a true story, and that was what was so thrilling about it for me, is that I could feel it. I could feel it as a real story. And it has a happy ending, just like Earth.
Yes,
Earth has a happy ending, too. I don't know when it is, but do you have any idea?
About what?
Earth's happy ending, you know.
Oh, Earth's happy ending. Well, yeah it depends. Well, it's happy anyway. It depends what side of the paradigm shift you're at, you know, if you've chosen. If you are one of the individuals who choose to watch television 24/7 and drink a ton of alcohol and take Prozac and just prescribe all the vaccinations and all those things and are completely obsessed with fear about this or that or the other, then, you're not going to... You're not going to be in a very good place, right? Either now or as the person creates their environment and their reality. It's not going to be a very nice reality because it's based on fear. But if you're like us, we're very, very aware that we want to be empowered and we are empowered and we're stepping to that part of ourselves that we know if we're stepping to full integrity and base all our actions on our higher self and our full potential, then we can't go wrong, really, because it basically, moment to moment, we are manifesting that higher vibration. So, that environment is going to be extremely, it is extremely beautiful as soon as you step into it, you know. And Gaia, if you sit, I mean, you know this, you know, you've done it. If you sit in your yard or anything, or you look into the countryside, or and then you just go into another state, everything sparkles. The trees sparkle, the birds, the rivers, everything just sparkles. And that's because Gaia is already in that higher vibration, you know?
You know, yes. There was a time when I felt like I had shifted vibrations and everything outside was crystalline.
Yes.
And the trees and the everything was literally made out of crystal, and it sparkled.
Right.
And I think that that is probably a reality that we're shifting in, I'm shifting in and out of. And it felt more real to me than the world. The 3D world that can die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything consumes everything else. It has to feed off of something. This kind of world didn't seem to need to be that way. It wasn't necessary to give up your life or sacrifice yourself so something else could live. And it wasn't based upon duality, and it was far beyond that. So, and I think that we've gone beyond duality a long time ago. We just haven't changed our thinking about it.
Right. And that's one of the things that you mentioned about stepping from one to the other. that's the experience of most individuals nowadays, because it's like a double exposure happening at the moment at a physical level. So one moment we're in that space and the next we're in the sleepy space, you know, and it kind of like wobbles a little bit, you know. But if you feel that when you see the stuff that's happening or the stuff that they try to sell us, you know, like the Ebola or whatever, vaccination, and you look at them thinking, can anybody believe this stuff? I mean, are you for real? Then you know that you step way far out of that paradigm already.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, I was having guests on this show years and years ago that said that if they were talking about chemtrails, for instance, and the other person didn't know what they were talking about or said that they were a conspiracy theory or that they were that they were contrails made out of water vapor, the guest said, I wouldn't even give them the time of day. And then he passed away. He was a wonderful man. And over the years, I go in and out of my own issues about that subject and many other subjects. But, you know, basically, you have to live. And once you know about it, it's, you know, you kind of, that's the end of the story. That's what's happening. Yeah, that's going on. And I follow your advice and don't give my consent to it.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you know very well that even the methodology, there's methods out there that you can use to get rid of all those heavy metals and everything else that they put into those chemtrails, which, by the way, since December, they're a lot thicker. They're much, much heavier. I don't know if you noticed that down there, but they are, they became a lot thicker now. But distilled water, you know, and there's other things that you can take to start cleansing yourself. So, I mean, we're not victims here. You know, we have the capacity and abilities and information to get rid of all those things.
Yes.
But it's frustrating because all those billions of dollars are being spent for those individuals who are choosing to stay asleep. And it doesn't seem to be the same way for individuals who want to wake up, you know?
Right. It's very irritating at that certain moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how many more years are we going to have to wait for people to wake up so that they can, you know, this can shift? And, oh, well, I guess patience is a virtue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess so. Now, on the, you know, 2012 and global shift front and the New Age movement, there are a couple of stars, rising stars on the horizon. And I thought, I don't want to, I'm not bringing this up to change anybody's mind about people who are in the public eye making statements about what's going on, like David Wilcock is one of them, and Cobra is another, and Benjamin Fulford, and so on and so forth. And but there is something that people seem to be latching onto quite a bit, and that is the mention by Cobra, and it was also mentioned by Andrew Bartzis a while back, about an event. And we tend to cling to, you know, a person is going to come in, or there's going to be a trigger event. And so supposedly there is some kind of cosmic event being brewed up by the light to awaken us and basically save us from ourselves. I just wondered if you knew anything about that, and what's your take on that?
Well, you know, coming up to 2012, and you probably remember this, I used to say, no, it's going to happen, you know, we're going to continue being exactly in the same place after December 2012. And it was like from 2010 to 11, 2012. And people used to get really mad at me because they used to say, no, there is, you know, even if, you know, their work is going to be really great and all this and all that, you know, it's going to be big and whatnot. And I used to say, no, you know, really, there isn't, you know. My viewpoint was really unpopular because we like to have a bit of drama. You know, we like to have some sort of space opera stuff. And those are things that fit into the old paradigm really well. And we kind of want to latch onto those to go forward. And now I feel exactly the same. I mean, it's like, I don't see anything like that happening. I think the change happens in the person. Each individual changes. Each individual decides, you know what, I'm going to be myself from now on. I'm going to be in full integrity. I'm going to raise my vibration, and I'm going to change my life. And the more people do that, the more that we can, as groups or even as individuals floating through the air, lone wolves can start manifesting that better world. But I don't really subscribe to any soap operas or any kind of space operas or anything like that. It's very much, the reason why is because it's very much still based on the victim-aggressor cycle, and that's part of the old paradigm construct. And by default, it doesn't fit into the new paradigm. So even if there was a change of guard or a new king or a new queen or whatever you want to call it, princess or whatever, it doesn't really make any difference. It's still the same structure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's like, yeah, you can get very distracted and go into that type of thing, but how is that going to change your personal life? How is it going to change? How is it changing it? You know, are you full in full integrity? Are you every moment spending time to make sure that you're manifesting a reality that you want to exist in? You know, are you really taking control and being aware and a full sovereign over your thoughts, actions, and life?
Right. Am I generating from the inside light out, or am I looking out to try to pull something in?
Right, exactly.
And that seems
to
be the...
looking for a savior.
Right, exactly. So if you're looking out of your eyes and into the projection, you're not going to find answers there, and that's where everybody's looking for them.
Right.
So you have to hold a mirror up or, you know, look back in, and then go into yourself, and that's where the real work is, and the creation occurs. And
to tell you the truth, what happens outside is quite irrelevant.
Right.
Say if this thing, the space opera, was real, and, you know, kind of spaceships came, and light workers or whatever, warrior thing, did this, and that. How is that going to change your life? How is that going to change you, the person? Are you going to be in more integrity? Are you going to be more empowered? Will you be able to manifest faster? I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm learning that slowly but surely, and also that it is much more enjoyable to be an authentic person and to be truthful with other people rather than to be a phony and create some kind of imaginary persona or ego that has to be fed all the time. And it just feels really good to be able to just be yourself and, you know, do what you want to do. And if you don't want to do something, don't do it. Don't go to work if you don't want to go there. So, I imagine that you're probably one of the few people that would not be following anybody else's advice. Well, maybe you might listen.
You know, I don't mind being like unpopular in my views. People can take them or leave them. I don't really mind.
Right. Well, now, what about ascension? There are people who say that ascension is a big hoax.
This is the thing, you see. It depends what you mean by ascension. Because for me, ascension is when you expand your awareness. That's ascension.
Ah, okay.
Ascension to me is an expansion of awareness. And it's very simply, an example would be, for example, if you have somebody who's in a deep depression, their awareness is very close to themselves. They just see darkness. It's like being in a dark pit, in a hole, and they can't get out. They can't see anything. And if you go into their house, it'll probably be dirty and smelly, and they'll be stuck in bed and can't get out because their awareness is so small they can't go past their pain. That's all they can see. Now, if that same person goes into a state of, say, for example, contentment, right? Then all of a sudden, they'll be looking around. They might tidy their house because their awareness is a little bit bigger and it includes maybe their immediate environment and maybe one or two people inside of that environment. It's literal. It's the literal state of expanded awareness. Their vibration has risen and their awareness has expanded to include part of their environment and part of other people too. And as they're moving to joy, then they're going to go outwards and they're going to be active in the community or doing stuff because their awareness is even bigger. It includes society perhaps and other things, you know. So for me, ascension is the expansion of that awareness through raising your personal vibration. You go beyond that. Higher and higher and higher in vibration, your awareness expands even more and more and more. And eventually you reach that state of oneness. Then you can understand stuff without anybody telling you anything. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So how can that be a hoax? How can that expanded awareness that you are experiencing be a hoax?
And you're tapping in directly to the field. So, you know, because you are the field. You are everything,
exactly.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally everything, yeah.
You're literally everything. And when my consciousness is limited, I'm thinking or imagining that I'm my body or my name or my, you know, what I do, or I'm a talk show host or I'm a this or that. And but in my truer moments, when in more authentic moments, I'm everything. And I am literally can communicate with everything. So that's why telepathy is probably going to be something that will be easier with people who are more in touch with their with themselves on the inside, rather
right.
than, you know, continually using the outside for information like televisions and cell phones and texting and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it has to be done, but it is also a cause of, it's an energy. It's a type of energy loss when all of the energy is going out and you're not saving any for yourself. And so,
yeah.
You know, when you're talking and talking and talking and it's all about, you know, whatever, you know, the subject is, then that's like pulling the plug on the bathtub and your energy is running out the drain, you know. And if you haven't cleaned house, you're going to have a dirty ring around your tub. So, and the less house cleaning you've done on the inside, the bigger that ring is going to be. So, anyway, I was going to let you do all the talking tonight because I have a cold, and here I am rambling on like a...
You're sounding really good. You sound good.
Oh, well, thank you.
You've been looking after yourself. That's good.
I just did a little tiny drop of this monatomic gold that I got today from Canada, and I thought, oh, this won't do anything because nothing ever affects me, you know, metaphysically. Or I'll take, you know, when I was a teenager, I used to hold my hand out at a party, and they'd give me a handful of pills, and it might be LSD and some other things, and I'd just take it, and, you know, I don't remember what happened, but most of the time... It was just very pretty colors. And I didn't think anything would happen, but I'm definitely feeling something going on right now. Right on the air live. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. I'm hearing good things about the gold and the silver stuff.
Well, it appears to be different from the other types that I have used, because the other ones never did anything. So I think I like this. This is maybe I'll have another drop after the show.
Then you'll be up all night.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I did enough of that years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I have lost so much sleep during this lifetime. I'm going to have to stay out of lifetimes for a while just to catch up on my rest.
Yeah. Sometimes.
And I definitely feel like this is the last round here. So.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, last call for me. And a lot of people, you know, there are a lot of people who have...
This is their last time, yes, you're right.
Yeah, and maybe that's why it's feeling so prescient or so pressing that, you know, there are so many people who have incarnated at this time to really kick ass.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Really give this world their best shot and really make it count. And I see that happening to some extent, but I'm in a limited world, and it's just a small sandbox, so I don't really know what's going on all over the place. But I hear good things from other people that are healers and friends and yourself, and so it's encouraging that people are waking up.
I think so. I've never in my life have experienced this planet at such a high vibrational level. And what you see on the TV and all that stuff with the wars and the disease and the fear and everything else and the economic stuff and the fear about that, it's very artificial. Because if you spend any time away from that, if you switch off your TV, switch off your internet, spend a week out in nature, and you start to feel the actual vibration of the planet right now, and it's extremely high. Extremely high. And I think that's part of why billions of dollars have to be spent on people who want to stay asleep. But we don't really need those billions, because naturally and unavoidably, if you don't subscribe to sleepiness, you're going to wake up. Can't help
it. Absolutely. And the whole myth about abundance is really a kind of a joke, a cosmic joke, because we all are trained and programmed to think that we are living in lack and limitation, when abundance is the very nature and essence of things. And there's an abundance of everything, and there is no lack or limitation, and it's all in our heads. So I don't think that's something that the people who run the monetary systems want us to know about. Because if we lose our capacity to shuffle around pieces of paper that are worthless and don't mean anything except that they have all these sacred geometry symbols that have been corrupted, to mesmerize us. Well, I mean, that's okay. They're pretty. They're kind of nice. But, we don't really need that. And I think that people are talking about a gold-back society, that there's going to be an economic collapse and the Wall Street will...
What difference does it make? It's the same system, whether it's gold or imaginary piece of paper. It's the same one.
Exactly. And they're just rolling out a new and improved version that looks like it's sanitized and removed from the Illuminati or the cabal or the ruling elite.
The king is just getting a new coat.
It's just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah.
And the Titanic was sunk intentionally by the elite, because they didn't want the wealthy people that really cared about things to make a difference. So they were basically murdered.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and you can dig into that story until you drive yourself insane. And we all are insane, kind of, really. Anyway,
when you see those stories and everything, though, all you have to think really is, well, what today, like today, present time, what can I do today? Can I do 5 things today that makes this planet a little bit better? That makes my life a little bit better. Just 5 things. That's all you have to do. And one of those could be sit in meditation for 20 minutes. Or have an intent of joy like love flowing through the planet, or through a special location that you really love, or a place that you think may need saving. It's okay to embody the savior energy, if you're going to do it positively and not martyr yourself.
It's like
5 things, and that will have a much bigger effect both in your life and on the planet than worrying or subscribing to a different type of money,
Right. Exactly. So. Exactly. Well, one of my big peeves is the electrical system, that all the wiring that's around us, and I have a hard time with being in electrical fields, and it's getting more difficult as And
oh,
so,
you know something really interesting about that,
what?
The electrical field? Is that a friend of mine was having a house built, and she asked for help from certain individuals. I mean, it was Assyrians, the Lemurians, and different beings that came over. And one of the things that I found fascinating was that one of these groups, I can't remember which one, was telling her, be aware of your electrical system. Don't just put it in willy-nilly. It's very important. It has to have this shape or that shape. It was like the, you know, the sacred mandala things?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if you create it, you have to have electricity there, which can be actually positive if you make the right patterns in your house. You wire your house in these patterns, and it can be extremely positive. But because we are ignorant about that, we don't know. It's just willy-nilly and all over the place, you know, so the fuels are going left, right, and center, and up and down and all over the place, and that's why people become sensitive to them, you know?
Yeah.
So, and at the time I thought, wow, I had no idea, you know? And if I was going to build a house ever, then I would most certainly investigate it a bit further and
create a system.
Yeah, set up all the electrical systems in a way that was sacred geometry, for sure.
And to use crystals and other...
That's
old high-tech.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
and use crystals and things like that. In Russia, they're building pyramids with crystals. And
oh my gosh, yes! Did you hear about
them? Amazing. Yeah.
I'm so excited about that technology. I can't wait. I mean, for them to make public their results and stuff. I hope they do, and that it arrives in the West, because
I do too.
That's going to be big.
I do too, and I can't wait for some kind of energy that. Relatively non-invasive and doesn't use power cords. I always get tangled up in the power cords. Ever since I was a kid, I always wondered, why do we have to have these things that plug in? And then I found out, it's so that they can meter the energy to us.
Exactly, yeah.
But we don't have to have that. I mean, Tesla proved that, and other people have proved it, and it's out there now. So we can do that ourselves as human energy fields. Right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we have such big energy.
We are the energy.
Yeah, we are
probably
the energy.
Can power
we're
our own
the
houses.
Creators. Yeah.
Yeah. Just flip the switch on the master switch and see if anything lights up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna try that tonight. I'll light some candles first.
Yeah.
Well, what's it like living on a houseboat? Do you love it?
It's really beautiful, amazing. You know, when I was really small, I used to live in Valparaiso in Chile, and from the backyard of my house, I used to see the sea. It's quite a distance away, so you could see the entire horizon. And as a tiny little kid, I was always saying, that's where I'm going to be living, you know? Well, that's where I'm going to be all the time. This is where I'm going to be working when I grow up. And then I asked, I can't remember who it was, are there any jobs that people can do or people can live up on the boats? And they go, yeah, you just join the Navy or a merchant ship and then you can be living on the sea all the time. I thought, great, when I grow up, I'm going to join the Navy. And then they said, I'm sorry, but girls can't do that, you know, because it's the 60s. and I was devastated. I could not believe it. And it was like such a heartbreak. But my most happiest moments have been when I've been out at sea. And I don't get sick very often, and it is really, really rough. But when I used to go back on land, I used to get sick. I used to get land sick or something. Really disoriented and distressed and really upset about everything, the energies. And I was really comfortable out at sea. It's so pure. It's so unpolluted with energies. It buffers one, cleansing, and it buffers one from energy fields from other human beings. So it's like to be living and sleeping on the water, it's such an amazing experience. It's just better than I could possibly have imagined. I had always planned, I even tried in my 20s, I tried to get a boat to live on, you know? But I didn't have money to buy one, so I tried to rent one. And I had three little kitty winks, so nobody would rent me a boat because they had to, the liability thing, you know? They had arrange it. Yeah, they had to make alterations on the boat and stuff before they could allow children on there. And they didn't want to invest.
Right.
Now finally it's a dream come true, really. Really, really amazing. I love it.
Now, are you going to still be, what's the status of the of a physical location for the Global Ascension Center,
hub of it? Oh, yeah, that's really exciting. The Global Ascension Center, the board of directors is different this year. We have to meet people. And they're more active and looking at the whole structure of the Global Ascension Center. And what we want to do is to make it so that we can educate people on how to create it on their own land. And then maybe link it, say they can sign a bit. They don't have to sign over land or property or anything, but a commitment to have one of these model Global Ascension Center land, sacred land spaces in their land. So basically it's not attached to any organization, to any type of religion, to any cultural base. It's just basically Gaia and the elementals and a declaration of it being sacred, so that people can go in there and spend some time and just retouch and reconnect with purity of Gaia and that higher vibrational level. So we're looking at the possibility of that, and it's something that I want to start working with, or the board of directors is going to start hammering it out and brainstorming about in the next few months. After I get settled down, I have to settle down my private life.
Well, you know,
that's movement.
We've kind of bandied those ideas about years ago, and I like the direction that you're going, and I would be happy to participate in that myself. And you know, here I am on 3 acres in a high energy vortex, mm-hmm. overlooking the American River, and it is sacred land, and so I'll be glad to donate it or whatever would have to be done to contribute to the Global Ascension Center. I'd love this to be a place of circulation, the circulation of light, and maybe a place where people can go to any of the Global Ascension Center hubs.
Exactly.
And
there
might be thousands of them all over the world.
That's what we hope,
Yeah.
So it's no
and you could even have a houseboat that is, this is a Global Ascension Center, and a bona fide Global Ascension Center location, and you can visit and stay on the houseboat. And can you imagine the energy exchange of meeting people from other countries and going to China or South America or Russia and even in our own country? I haven't seen my own country, and there's a lot of beautiful spots that I haven't seen yet. And you could travel and share, and I mean, it would be so exciting. You'd just be constantly in a state of joy and excitement.
Mm-hmm.
So I volunteer.
Brilliant. So there you go. We already have one volunteer.
We began it tonight.
Yes.
Officially.
Officially, yes.
Right.
Good stuff.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, as usual. Zany Mystic.
So, what are some other things you'd like to? Anything else that was on your mind to talk about tonight?
Well, I suppose one of the things that have been up on my mind right now is the feeling that the elimination of millions of people on the planet is being carried out, but the physical bodies are not agreeing to it. So that's why there's been such an amazingly horrific push on the vaccinations, and that's why the chemtrails are so sick right now and getting sicker, I think, every single day.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're more dense, they're more like gelatinous or something, it's like I can't exactly describe the feeling that they have right now. But it's not a victim-aggressor thing. It's basically And it's infuriating, these individuals who are spending all these billions to do this stuff, because people are not dying, you know? They inject them. Wasn't there even a thing where there's flu vaccine, they're vaccinating everybody, and then they said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, you've got to have a second one because that one wasn't effective.
So everybody went for a second one.
Yeah, so it's just not working. Physical bodies, people's physical bodies are not agreeing, even if they are, and they're subscribing to the vaccinations and to all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Their physical bodies are saying, no way, Jose, I'm staying, you know. So it's really infuriating, the group of individuals who are trying to get rid of all these masses, right?
Well,
because it's not working, it's not happening.
It's like, you know, when you give people antibiotics and penicillins, eventually when you prescribe it so many times, the body develops an immunity, and so does the bug that infects it. So the bug becomes so powerful that there's nothing that can kill it.
Yeah, no, we are.
I think we're like that.
Yeah.
I hate to disappoint the evil cabal, but and the Illuminati, but I do think that they're going to have to turn up the heat a little bit, you know, put some stronger things in the, you know, more fluoride, and maybe strychnine in the water would be good.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness, yeah.
Selling gallons of water new, enhanced with strychnine.
I know. Yeah, it's good for your teeth, you know.
It will make your teeth sparkle.
Yeah, it will. And it'll shine at night, you know, you won't have to whiten your teeth anymore.
You'll never have to worry about any troubles again. Your worries will be gone.
Be cold
just
forever.
Drink this gallon of strychnine.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's like one of those things that we're looking at, and there's certainly a lot of, one could say, proof from Mr. EDE that this stuff is happening. And one of the things that I wanted to point out is that it does take our agreement for any of this stuff to take effect. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no victims here.
So, yes, let us not agree to things that are harmful to ourselves or to the planet. To first do no harm, as they say in Wicca terms. But
And for the people who are awake, you know, it's time to move out of, oh my gosh, look at these horrible things that are happening, and start actively, every single day, doing stuff that improves their personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was like this cartoon thing going around the internet. I put it on my Facebook as well. It's so funny because this man goes up to the doctor and says, doctor, I'm not feeling very well. Can you tell me what to do? And the doctor says, okay, I want you to do 20 minutes meditation, half an hour of a day, half an hour of exercise a day, eat a fresh vegetable, organic vegetables and fruit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's that simple. It really is.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, and I'm the worst person to not do that. I mean, I'm lazy, and I have a hard time motivating myself, and I don't do all the things that I know are the right things to do. But after we have this conversation, I am definitely making a larger effort to do those things.
Yeah.
And to be the worst.
At least you're actively ingesting things that are good for you, right? You're doing the distilled water.
Distilled water. We discovered a long time ago from Andrew Norton Weber that distilled water, it will remove the fluoride from your body and the toxins, mm-hmm. and that it's safe. And it's like rainwater, only it's made on Earth. It's steam that rises, and the steam is captured, and it's a distilling process. Mm. Nobody minds drinking a slug of whiskey. That's distilled.
That's distilled.
Yet people go screaming, oh, distilled water will leach all the minerals out. Well, you know,
actually,
there are drunks on the street.
It leaves just a heavy, bad, non-organic minerals that you don't want in your body anyway. And it leaves all the good ones there.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you want to know any more, just ask us on Facebook. We'll tell you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really wonderful to hear you say that, Anilia, that, you know, that we just need to withdraw our consent from those things that we don't agree with. And then don't obsess about it.
No, don't stress about it.
You know?
I mean, if you're going to take active social action, I would say to process all your righteousness, your anger, your fear before you do the social action. Because if you come in into society and do something with those energies, usually there's going to be a pushback, not just by those people who oppose you, but from those people who don't know about the topic, right? But if you come in from a state of basically knowing love and compassion and joy, actually, you know, guys, this is not very healthy, but look at this stuff. This is totally awesome. That's going to not have that effect. It's not going to bring up that resistance from those individuals who haven't heard about it before, as much as it would if we come in with the energy of righteousness. Right?
I love it.
Yeah, so I say be socially active as well. No problem with that. It's actually really good, but base it on a state of centeredness and higher perspective, you know, like your expanded awareness.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And not an emotional reaction. I was just wondering, we have a minute or two, left, and I wondered if you wanted to have Larry say hello to us before.
Yes!
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Can I say hi to Larry?
Okay, hold on. I don't find him.
Okay.
Here he is. Say hi, Larry.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Lance.
Hi, Larry. It's wonderful to hear you. I wish
really
we had time for one of your fish stories. Well, we just have time to say hello and see how you're doing. Are you going to be fishing soon?
I think I might be fishing this week. I'm not sure. We'll see what the weather is. We're going to take Ilaria for her first move. We're going to move from Bashan, where we are right now, to Squim in the morning by the ocean, of course, by the street.
Well, you know, we have about 20 seconds left. So, Anilia, if you want to share your websites and everything with us before we sign off, that would be wonderful.
She's here. She is.
Oh, okay.
Well, she wants me to give you the website. Okay. Yeah, you can get all the empowerment tools that you can possibly imagine, including the books, the interview with an assassin, interview with an alien, and also my first novel, which was called The 13th Mage. We're republishing for. People have been asking for it, so we're republishing that, and you can all get all that at ascension101.com on the e-store there. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Time to read. And we have an amazing empowerment platform with an amazing group of individuals at walkwithmenow.com.
Wonderful.
That is a really cool place to hang out in. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, Anilia, thanks for coming on again tonight. And have fun in Washington. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Lance. I love you.
I love you, too. Good night, everybody.